Rose Lucifer, let us prepare to mount the regions of the air, that unto Louis I may go and let him our misfortunes know. I come, quoth Lucifer, your never failing servant, sir. Mount on my back, Tarnuk, for I more swift than any lark will fly. Over the ocean seas they flew, and when old Louis they came to, they found him lying broad awake, and straight the room began to shake. Louis a dreadful noise he heard. At length a rugged bear appeared, with flaming eyes and hide coal black, and Charnock riding on his back. His blood besprinkled all the room, their breath brought forth a strong perfume, which did like burning brimstone smell. Quoth Louis, are you come from hell? What is your message? Let me know. Charnock replied, my overthrow with many others you have wrought, who are to sad destruction brought. My royal heart you fill with fear. Stand back and don't approach so near. So sure as I am in this place, before I never see your face. Then Charnock with a dreadful tone cried out, what will you quite disown? Your well-beloved trusty friend, whom you did to Great Britain send. With orders to prepare the way, saying if we that prince would slay, that you would large rewards allow. Charnock's my name, do you know me now? I must confess I know the name, but tell me who was most to blame, you that contrived to kill that king, or I that yielded to the thing? Charnock with gnashing teeth replied, you know I am well satisfied that you yourself contrived it first. We were but persons put in trust. Louis, frowning, answered straight, why do you charge me at this rate? Though from the world the truth be hid, the devil take me if I did. The devil, hearing what he said, upon his arm a paw he laid, with which he did begripe him sore, and made him like a lion roar. Sweet Mr. Devil, pardon me, I spoke but unadvisedly. Whate'er I said was but in jest, as here I solemnly protest. Charnock replied, let him alone. You know at last he'll be your own, and therefore let him longer stay. Old Nick did Charnock's voice obey. With that the fiends did disappear, but Louis lay and sweat with fear, until at length his guards came in, to whom he told what he had seen.